Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Long Shots. Here's Wes Reynolds.
Welcome to Long Shots. He's Wes Reynolds. I'm Kelly Bidlin. And guess what? It's Around the World with Wes Reynolds. Wes, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well, Kelly. How are you?
Doing okay. I haven't seen you in like a whole week. It's kind of weird. I wasn't on the pod last week. It's weird. It's weird to not see you for a week. I'm realizing now that's how close you, Matt, and myself have gotten on this podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully we get us close to some winners this week.
Yeah, that would be nice. All right. A couple tournaments going on around the world this week. We're going to talk the Volvo China Open, and we're going to go to LIV Singapore. We're going to start things off with LIV Singapore. Got odds in front of me right now, Wes. Looks like John Rahm, depending on where you shop, John Rahm and Joaquin Neiman's the favorite in this tournament. Bryson DeChambeau about 10-1. Cameron Smith, 14-1. Tyrrell Hatton, Brooks Koepka, all following him. What are we looking at this week in Singapore? Reminder for everybody out there, this tournament will begin, if you're stateside, kind of Wednesday night. That's why we're starting with this one.
Yeah, the last week's winner, by the way, in LIV Adelaide down in Australia was Brendan Steele, who I believe I saw at a price at 110-1, who had not won on the PGA Tour or really anywhere in golf since October 2017. He wins by one over Louis Oosthuizen. That's Louis Oosthuizen's third second-place finish, two on the LIV Tour, and then one on the international series that they're doing on the Asian Tour. So he might be near a win this week soon. Yeah, I didn't play him. I might regret it, though, because he was like my last leave off. But where we are this week, we are in Singapore at the Sentosa Golf Club, which is rated pretty high in all the Golf Digest rankings. Very scenic, very beautiful course, regarded as one of the best in Asia. It hosted the Singapore Open on the Asian Tour every year since 2005. Par 71, 7406. Got to be a little bit long off the tee, but mainly a ball striker type of course. Plenty of hazards on the course, but these are going to be pretty pristine conditions. Bermuda grass greens, perfect greens, probably some of the best greens that these guys or any players are going to ever really putt on. So the stretch of holes actually from 3 to 7 is known as the Dragon's Tail. Man, we got all these names. The bear trap, the snake pit.
And now Dragon's Tail.
The Dragon's Tail in holes 3 through 7. This event, by the way, second year they've had this. They had this last year. Taylor Gooch actually won in a playoff over Sergio Garcia. That's when Gooch won 2 in a row, one in Adelaide and then one in Singapore the very following week.
Still waiting on his Masters invite.
Yeah, huh? So very small field, obviously, as we usually get with the LIV events this week. So I usually don't have too many, but did come up with 3 this week. I mentioned Louis Oosthuizen was my last leave off. It was between him and this guy, who I'm going to go back to again, even though he kind of disappointed on Sunday. Won the team championship, but did not win the individual, and that's Cameron Smith, who is first in putting. He gets a putt on these near-perfect greens this week at Sentosa Golf Club. Did win the team championship, finished 6th here last year, so I think he could play well. So of the shorter guys, he was the guy I felt at least had some value. And then a guy I already mentioned, I'm going to go Sergio Garcia at 30-1, who's actually won on this course before. In 2018, won the Singapore Open by 5 shots. Lost in the playoff last year to Taylor Gooch. He's lost a lot of playoffs. He's actually lost 2 already this year at Mayakoba with Joaquin Neiman, and yikes, then at Doral in Miami to Dean Burmester. So, you know, 2 runner-up finishes. He still drives it great off the tee, can be a shaky putter, but these Bermuda grass, I think, are a little bit more of his preferred putting surface. And then Paul Casey, 33-1, runner-up here at the Singapore Open in 2019. He was T5 in Las Vegas, tied for 2nd in Hong Kong, actually has already played in Singapore, albeit on a different course. He was 6th in the DP World Tour event last month. 63 in the final round is what Paul Casey shot for this event last year. So those kind of middle guys. So we're going to go Smith 14-1, Garcia 30-1, and Paul Casey 33-1.
All right, I like it. I like it. Just outrights in the account so far?
Yeah. Nothing that I've done yet with any matchups because the field is so small. I basically have been playing 3 every week, so probably at least going to stick to that. But I'll see if there's placement markets and because usually, at least out here in Las Vegas, most stores, with a couple notable exceptions, don't get this out until Wednesday.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little before the podcast. So is that mainly Liv, or are you just betting outrights on? It's probably, I guess it's a conversation we should have more on around the world of exactly how you're attacking some of these tournaments.
Yeah,
it's probably different than the PGA Tour.
It is, and I'm just betting 3 guys, and I bet them smaller because, you know, this has been kind of unpredictable because you get breaks during the season. It's very rare they go back-to-back weeks, and then, you know, they'll have a back-to-back week, and then they won't play for a month. So, you know, that's what you're going to see, I think, after the PGA. I believe they don't have an event for like a month until a couple weeks before the U.S. Open. So, yeah, it's really tough to find form. And you've had some, aside from Joaquin Neiman, who's been a consistent winner so far this year, winning 2 of the first 6 events, you really don't have much consistency. That John Rahm finishes in the top 10 every single time, has not won as of yet, but you've had kind of a wide variety of winners this year other than the 2 with Neiman. Abraham Anser won in Hong Kong, DJ won in Las Vegas, and he has not been that good this year. Burmester in Miami, and then Brendan Steele last week in Australia.
Yeah, unfortunately, it does feel like, you know, I think a lot of the concerns that some of us had when Liv even started and how we would attack it from a betting standpoint, it was a little bit, we rely so heavily on stats for PGA Tour, as you guys regularly hear on Long Shots, but besides even that, Wes, it's just the motivation questions, right? We always had about these guys, and I don't want to say that, you know, a couple years later we're, those questions are as big, but like, I don't know how much less they are because you are giving these guys guaranteed money up front. Right. And then it's kind of, especially guys like, you're talking about Rahm's finished top 10 every event so far, but you know, especially guys like him that already got so much in the bank and, you know, they're focused mainly on the majors, you know, really what's the motivation week in, week out. It's tough. I think that's tough because especially I don't think we really have a solid answer to that. You know,
no.
You know, even now, what, 2 years later after we've started, started play on the tour?
And you're flying blind here because it's not like you have decades and years and years of data necessarily. So
and all the time off in between events, like that's got to hurt too. You're right. Like that.
So you're going on hunches a lot here.
Yeah, it's a lot of gut feel. All right. Well, there's Liv for the week. Liv Singapore. Check it out. Catch the action, catch the thunder. I don't know what the catchphrases are on Live Golf.
Yes, right. Golf but louder, I think, is their catchphrase.
There you go. Yeah, golf but louder. I like that, actually. All right, we're heading to China. The Volvo China Open, Wes. What are we looking at here? The odds board, Tom McKibben at the top, 14-1. Sebastian Soderberg, 16-1. Jordan Smith, 18-1. Yannick Paul, 22-1. Everybody else, 25-1 or longer. Tell us about the Volvo China Open, what you landed on this week.
Yeah, and had a runner-up on the DP World Tour last week with Sebastian Soderberg. Yuto Katsuragawa won with a round of 63 and got himself full-time status on the DP World Tour. Has been primarily playing on the Japan Golf Tour. So nice win for him. Volvo China Open actually has not been on the DP World Tour since 2019 because the 2020 and 2021 events did not get sanctioned by the tour because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah, and then in 2022, there were restrictions, more restrictions in China, and ultimately not played. The event got canceled. And then in 2023, it came back to the Asian Tour schedule, but now returns to the DP World Tour. It's been rotated. This event's been actually in existence since 1995. Rotated around numerous courses in China, but now is at the Hidden Grace Golf Club, which used to be known as the Genzon Golf Club, which not only hosted this event, but hosted the Shenzhen International, which used to be on the DP World Tour. 71-47, par 72, four pretty middle-length par fives, three sub-400-yard par fours. So longer hitters, I think should fare very well here on this event. It's Paspalum, tee through green here. So, you know, just looking at this event and, you know, went with some guys maybe with some experience in the past. But one guy that I did play was at the top of the board. I played Tom McKibben 16-1, T7 last week in Japan. He also got the chance to watch his fellow member of the Hollywood Club in Northern Ireland, where he is from. And that fellow member being Rory McIlroy went in New Orleans with Shane Lowry last week at the Zurich Classic. Seven top 25s and eight starts so far this year. Fourth in strokes gained off the tee. I think he rips this course with the driver. Bernd Wiesberger, 22-1, who actually won here at the Shenzhen International back in 2017 on this very golf course. Led the field in GIR last week, 12th on approach, even though he finished T24. Multiple-time winner in Asia. I think he'll be back at home on this course. Another guy that should be at home on this course is a two-time winner of this event, including on this course in 2014, Alexander Levy. It was 40-1, actually lost his DP World Tour card at the end of the year. But if you look, he's been playing some of the lower tours and he's shown promise. He had two consecutive finishes, a seventh and fourth on the Professional Golf Tour of India last month. Runner up 2 weeks ago on the Challenge Tour at Abu Dhabi, was ninth last week in the UAE and the Emirates on the Challenge Tour. So guy that can hit it really long off the tee. And I think length off the tee is definitely going to matter on this course. Kiradek Afi Barnrat, 40-1, who also won on this course back in 2015 at the Shenzhen International. Remember, he lost in a playoff 6 weeks ago at the Singapore Classic to Jesper Svensson. 30th last week, he finished in Japan, but he was second in the field for strokes gained tee to green. And then a couple of little longer shots here. Johannes Veerman, 60-1. First event in a month after he finished runner-up at the Hero Indian Open. 13th on the tour for GIR, 21st for putting. Think he can go well this week. And then another guy that was on the leaderboard actually finished T3 last week, a Spaniard, Ivan Cantero Gutierrez at 90-1. Sixth in South Africa last month, and then a T3 in Japan. So two top six finishes in his last three events. Led the field for off the tee and was fourth tee to green last week in the Japan event. 10th on the DP World Tour for driving distance, leads the tour in eagles. So I think he should be able to take advantage of these shortish par fives on this track.
All right, I like it. I like it. Man, it's sad when you scroll down this odds board and see some names that you forgot were still around doing their thing, like a Dylan Fratelli.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
130-1 he's coming in at this tournament. All right. All right, Wes, we'll run through everything real quick again, just the bets you got for LIV and then the China Open.
Yeah, the three for LIV, Cameron Smith, 14-1, Sergio Garcia, 30-1, Paul Casey, 33-1. And then going to the DP World Tour event, the Volvo China Open, Tom McKibben, 16-1, Bernd Wiesberger, 22-1, Alexander Levy, 40-1, Kiradek Afri Barnrat, 40-1, Johannes Veerman, 60-1, Ivan Cantero Gutierrez, 90-1.
All right, I like it. All right, that's everything for Around the World this week. Wes and I will be back, joined by Matt Brown. Tomorrow morning, we'll be discussing CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, all the bets we've got over there for what should be a birdie fest. Until then, it's Kelly and Wes. Talk to you later.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.